Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
It's not just your physical body, it's your physical, your emotional, your spiritual, your energetic health, and it all intertwines. So, you know, we put a big, big focus on our physical body and exercise and diet, which of course is important. But if we don't actually look after our inner world, if we don't look after our stress levels and our, you know, our emotional health, our body will see that. You know, it will show on our physical health and how we look and how we feel about ourselves.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here, we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the My Body, My Story project. And today with us in the studio, Michelle. And while she's sitting in the makeup chair and Nicole creating her magic, I'll be asking her a few questions. Morning, Michelle. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the project.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's start and tell us 10 facts about yourself.
I'm 55, just turned 55 actually. I've got two kids and a one-year-old granddaughter who are the light of my life. I have Maltese heritage, so my dad's from Malta and I went there for the first time last year and that was amazing. I spent 35 years in the corporate world until beginning of last year when I'd completed my studies for counselling. So I'm now a holistic grief and loss counsellor and I have my own business called Inner You Life. Mm. I'm very passionate about mental health and helping people get through their hardships.
Mm-hmm. And what is it, again, if you can tell us what's the name of the...
Inner You Life.
Mm-hmm. And where people can find you if they want to.
So my website's Inner You Life and they can reach me at Michelle at Inner You Life, mm-hmm. InnerYou.life. Mm-hmm. I'm also a volunteer for Lifeline. Mm-hmm. So I'm a crisis supporter there and have been for the last couple of years. So a bit of a trend with mental health for me. Mm-hmm. I love the beach. I live near the beach. And the beach is my happy place, I guess, my place of happiness and peace. What else?
Where do you live? Which area?
I live on the northern beaches.
Northern beaches, yeah. I thought so because when you said I love beaches.
Yeah, I've lived there for the last nearly 5 years. Prior to that, I'd lived out Blue Mountains all my life.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So it's a bit of a change, but it's good. And since I moved over there, I actually realised I had some primary and high school friends over there, so we've reconnected with those, so that's mm-hmm. been really good. Mm-hmm. What else? I love my friends. I love connecting with people. I'm a big believer in holistic health, mm-hmm. so doing the best I can for myself, my body, my well-being, and just a huge believer in your inner world is just as important as your body. Mm. So what made you
move into this field and giving up your corporate career? And
When I was the last couple of years in my corporate life, I did do a lot of work with staff around well-being and mental health, mm-hmm. and I just found that whilst it's a good place to work in the corporate field, it didn't fulfil me. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like I was adding any value to anybody. Mm-hmm. So I spent the last couple of years sort of studying and then when the opportunity arose at the beginning of last year, I just took it. And it's been a journey, but I've started to build the business and it's been amazing. I feel like I'm really adding some value to people's lives and that means a lot to me.
Yeah, because it's a very... difficult area, like grief. What you mentioned that you're dealing with, helping people to deal with grief and losses, and I assume it's not only death; it's also divorce or separation or like
It's everything. It's I mean, grief comes with any loss or any major life transition. So even retirement or kids leaving home. I found a lot of women are sort of going through grief because they've gotten to a certain age and they feel like they've lost themselves. So yeah, I'm just sort of putting together some grief and loss circles on different things now. So I've also just finished my studies for end of life doula, which kind of, I guess, goes into the whole grief and loss space. So yeah, so it's all happening on my end.
So was it something which you can relate to? That's why it was interesting for you?
Yeah, when I started out with studying and wanted to be a counsellor, I was kind of looking broadly that I was going to be, you know, a counsellor just doing whatever. And then middle of last year, my mum passed away. And it sort of, I guess it was the catalyst to go, I want to be in this space. This is where I need to be. And so I've been able to, I guess, use my own experience. I mean, I've had loss before and, you know, death and all that sort of stuff, but I think losing my mum was probably the biggest. So that's kind of why I've landed in the grief and loss space. But I think so many clients come in, they start off, they come in to see me because of grief, and when we sit down and talk, there's so much underneath that. So many different things throughout their lives that they haven't quite addressed. So, yeah, so that's, I really do like it. It's hard, but I love it.
It's interesting that you mentioned also kids living home, and I thought, oh, that's true. Like, I experienced it myself a couple of years ago, and it was real. The thing was real.
Oh, it absolutely is, isn't it?
And that actually led to this loss of identification, like thinking, okay, who am I now, if not a mother? Though I never looked at myself as a mother, you know, I thought I was doing my own thing, and on the way I was bringing up my son. But then when he left, I just realized that everything was focused on me being a provider for him as a mother. So your kids, you mentioned that you have two kids, how old they are? And
My daughter is 28 and a half, and my son will be 26 in November.
They both live separately?
Yeah, so my daughter is with her partner and their baby, and my son is still at home at the moment with his dad, still out around the lower mountains area because that's where his work is. But yeah, so they're even though they're adults, I don't know, you still don't ever lose that mother instinct, do you? It's not like they turn 18 and that's it.
But it's a big work on yourself to stop performing this role.
It is. And then, you know, then it starts again because now I've got this one-year-old granddaughter. So I go out every Monday. I don't see clients, and I go and spend the day looking after her and spending it with her. So it's been amazing watching her grow the last year.
Is it different to be a mum and grandmother?
It is. It's everything comes back. You know, all those memories of your own children come back. But I think the difference is it's
responsibility.
Yeah, and you're so much more experienced, and I feel like I'm so much more relaxed now. Like when my kids were young, I was always worried, and not that you don't worry, but you're just more relaxed than you were when you were a new mum yourself. But she's just started to walk, so that's been full on.
So let's move to the aging and body image questions. So what does aging means to you at this moment?
It used to mean fear. I used to be scared of aging, although I've always been open and honest about aging. I've never sort of been one to kind of hide my age or, you know, be embarrassed about it. There was still that fear around it, but now I see aging as wisdom and learning and growth and change, like being able to change and find who you are and what you really want to do. So I actually am enjoying the process, because from where I was, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, I just feel so much more comfortable in my skin.
So what I'll get to this question later about the how you keep yourself in such a great shape, because some, for someone who is listening, they cannot see you. Like when you said I'm 55, I was like, what? Though I know it's like after 45 project, but I didn't expect that age.
Thank you.
So, but before we move to the question how you keep yourself in such a great shape, I'll ask you, what do you think are the main causes of body image issues or insecurities?
I think in particular for women, there's still a lot of conditioning and standards around how we're meant to look, mm-hmm. How we're meant to dress, how we're meant to behave. So I think, you know, for women, it's, well, young girls in particular, they're growing up thinking they need to be a certain way. And I think that conditioning has just been magnified, you know, 1,000-fold by social media. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, living or growing up in the social media phase and looking at that stuff all of the time is not, it's not particularly healthy, because a good portion of the time what they're seeing is not actually real. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big issue around body image for young people in particular, and even for us, I guess, if we're that way inclined to be worried about that stuff.
Yeah, but those don't you think that the social media is just a trigger for existing problem, and the roots are much deeper than?
Yeah, it is. I think it's been it magnifies what's already there, and I think a lot of that is around belief systems, mm-hmm. and what we're raised to, you know, depending on how we're raised and what we're sort of learning and what beliefs we develop, mm-hmm. is going to impact how we look at ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you've got the whole range of disordered eating and body dysmorphia, I guess. So it's all interlinked. But I think social media has definitely been a big trigger and doesn't mm-hmm. help the situation.
So you said that it's also to do with the way we're raised, with the family. It starts in the family and the relationship of our parents, maybe with their body image or how they translate it through their behavior. I don't know, like,
yeah.
Whatever. If your mom kept standing in front of the mirror all the time and saying, oh my God, I'm fat. So that's what daughter learns, yeah, from hearing that all the time and thinking, oh, probably that's bad, and it's the focus of your attention all the time. So how do you think that this negative body image affects relationships? I mean, like all sorts of relationships, not only men and women, but your everyday
relationships.
Yeah,
I think it's got a huge impact, because I think, you know, if you're struggling with your body image, your self-esteem is pretty low, mm-hmm. your belief in yourself, your confidence, the self-love that you have, which is probably very, very lacking if you've got those sort of thoughts and issues about yourself. So I think when your self-esteem is low and you're feeling that way about yourself, number one, you tend to, if we're looking at romantic relationships, you tend to attract people to yourself that may not treat you mm-hmm. the way you deserve to be treated, because you're so, your self-esteem's so low, so you've got nothing to guide yourself by. You just think you accept the love you think you deserve. So I also think for, you know, relationships with family and friends and all of that sort of thing, it does impact, because quite often you're just so much in your head, and you tend to have that negative thought process about how you look. So going out and things like that become an issue, mm-hmm. what you're wearing, how you dress. And then on the flip side, I've seen it where, younger women or girls become quite promiscuous because they're looking for that validation for themselves that they can't give themselves. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of impacts, and I think it goes really quite deep in how people are going to react to it.
Mm-hmm. So So if your body could talk, what do you think it would ask you or tell you?
I think it would say that it's not just your physical body, it's your physical, your emotional, your spiritual, your energetic health, and it all intertwines. So, you know, we put a big, big focus on our physical body and exercise and diet, which of course is important. Mm-hmm. But if we don't actually look after our inner world, if we don't look after our stress levels and our, you know, our emotional health, our body will see that. You know, it will mm-hmm. show on our physical health mm-hmm. and how we look and how we feel about ourselves. So I think it's, you know, my body would say, make sure it's, you know, you're not just going for your walk and doing your exercise and eating well, make sure you're doing your other stuff, you're mm-hmm. taking care of yourself, your self-care.
So while you touch this subject of taking care of yourself, what is your go-to method to bring yourself back to shape when body-related insecurities happens from time to time? So what do you do? And the other half of the question, has it changed with age?
It's definitely changed with age. My body doesn't quite react the same way as it used to. Mm-hmm. But I think bringing my body back, I've noticed, you know, getting sort of over 50, you start to have some of those little hormonal type mm-hmm. issues, I guess you would call them. So last month I just did a hormonal cleanse and detox. Ooh. So that was 28 days.
Ooh, wow.
So that was run by Happy Hormones, mm-hmm. Happy Healthy You, I think it is. So it's all very scientifically based with, you know, nutritionalists and stuff. So it was done really well and it made me feel really good. Mm. So it was, you know, it was a big impact on not just physically but also mentally. Mm-hmm. And I try and keep my exercise up, I guess. So I try and walk daily. I've started to do some weights just at home, just hand weights. And do yoga. But I also, on the flip side, do all the I guess, well-being stuff. So I meditate every day. Mm-hmm. I do practice gratitude because I think it puts you in a good space. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so they're the sorts of things. I try not to beat myself up. You know, if I notice a bit of stomach fat and things like that, because, you know, our bodies are changing, I just look at and practically and go, okay, is there something I can do with this? How do I feel about it? And what do I need to do to feel better?
It's like three questions you ask yourself.
Yeah.
So what do you eat? Because, like, you look like very healthy, young person. So how you manage to stay young, you know, and energetic?
I'm not overly strict on what I eat. Mm-hmm. I'm probably a little stricter these days than I was, but I don't kind of, except when I was on my cleanse and detox, mm-hmm. I sort of try and stick to an 80-20 rule. I love chocolate, mm-hmm. so I do indulge. Mm-hmm. But throughout the week, I do just try and eat, you know, salads and vegetables and mm-hmm. protein and mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. I have sort of started to steer clear a bit of your white breads and things like that. So I do try and stay away from that. But I drink a ton of water. Mm-hmm. And herbal tea. I don't drink any coffee. Mm-hmm. Don't smoke, and I do enjoy a glass of wine and a drink every now and then, but it's not regular. So, but yeah, I think just through my studies and working with people, I think that you can improve how you sort of look, and whether that's how you really look or how you see yourself, mm-hmm. By looking after your stress and your mental health.
Yeah. Okay. So my last question, and if you have any favorite quote or saying about being a woman.
I most certainly do. I can't think of any better representation than someone who is unafraid to be herself. Thank you. I like it.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you very much for sharing your story, and hope you will have great rest of the day and nice, relaxed.
Very relaxed.
Comfortable feeling. And thank you again.
Thank you so much. That was fun.
If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.